It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey guys, what's going on? For those of you who have been wondering why we're playing Taps, there's been a couple of deaths in the multi-channel industry this week.
Yeah, this week we lost Sky Angel and also ITVN, the IPTV provider. Both of them have gone dark in the past week.
Yeah, it's definitely sad news that ITVN has gone dark, but you know, I don't think they really had the subscriber base that they were looking to get, that they were seeking after.
Oh, yeah, and it's unfortunate because the IPTV platform that they were using at ITVN was one of the most, it was the best IPTV platform I've used, and I've used a lot of them. It was well thought out, it was easy to use, and the picture quality of it was excellent. So it's sad to see them go, but they had a lot of money troubles there.
Right, and whereas we see a death with one interactive TV provider, we're seeing a birth of a new as Sky Angel is going with the IP instead of satellite.
Correct. Now, if you want Sky Angel, you can only get it via an IPTV connection. So that means you need to have high-speed internet at home at 1.5 megabit per second or faster in order to watch the Sky Angel Christian programming.
And this was a pretty controversial move, especially because a lot of Sky Angel customers are in the rural areas, but they haven't been left out too much, as a new service provider called Glory Star has picked up a lot of the Sky Angel customers in the rural areas.
That's correct. And Glory Star is currently using basically free-to-air equipment. And the subscription price for per month is a lot more affordable than Sky Angel because it's free.
Yeah, all you need is a free-to-air system. And if you're looking to get Glory Star, go ahead and head on over into our free-to-air forum. And just ask for Iceberg or whoever is operating the Glory Star forum over there. And they'll be more than glad to help you set up your Glory Star system. So that way, if you're missing out on your Christian programming, you can go ahead and pick that up and as soon as you get your system installed.
In fact, we've got a dedicated Glory Star support forum here on Satellite Guys. And the folks from Glory Star are very active in it. And if you have any questions, they'll be happy to answer them for you. Hey, Bob, I understand that you got some audio here that we might want to hear. Can you play that for us?
Yeah, let me go ahead and cue up the audio here.
How can we possibly keep up with DirecTV when they have almost 100 of the best national HD channels that our customers want?
Jim, whip up some numbers that make it look like we have, like, I don't know, 1,000 HD channels.
We can't say that.
Not a good idea. 90% of all statistics can be made to say anything.
90%.
50% of the time.
I think we can make that work.
Awesome! We win!
Switch today and get the most HD channels anywhere. Call 1-800-DIRECTV.
Hey, Bob, that one's kind of funny. I noticed Jim is in the commercial, but I wonder who the other guy is.
Yeah, I know. I kind of wonder who they're poking fun at. Echo Star.
Oh, boy, that's good fun, but DirecTV has done it again. Three new national HD channels launched last week. ESPN News, Disney Channel HD, and Toon Disney HD. And I got to say, I've been watching the ESPN News HD channel, And I'm actually kind of impressed with the way they're using up all the space on the TV.
Yeah, I know. I took a look at the new channels also on my DirecTV system, and I am wow is the word on the quality of these channels. And it's kind of reaffirmed my let's get the MPEG 2 channels over to MPEG 4 as quick as possible campaign.
Yeah. The ESPN News, though, it's so unique the way they're using all the space on the screen, and they managed to continue to provide you HD pictures and video from the games themselves in the right-hand side of the screen. But lots of facts, figures, upcoming events, and news running down the bottom. It's really unique, and it's a really great way to catch up on all the latest sports news if you're a sports fan.
And, you know, it's especially exciting now that MLB Extra Innings has started and we're now officially underway in the baseball season.
Yep, and this past week, DirecTV's had a free preview for the week of the MLB package, and it's been kind of fun to watch. Now, DirecTV is not going to tell you this, and they really don't want this posted online, but they've been trying something new this year with the Major League Baseball Extra Innings package. If you have noticed, and this is just an experiment, it could go away at any time, but currently they're showing the games with the announcers from the home teams and the away teams. So you're seeing your favorite team, you're seeing your announcers instead of just seeing the local home team's announcers. So they're providing both feeds to the Major League Extra Innings customers this year, which is really neat because when the Red Sox play, I want to hear my announcers, and I'm sure when other people want to see their team play, they like hearing their own local announcers. So that's really a great thing that DirecTV is experimenting with this year.
Yeah, that's definitely great news for DirecTV, and I hope they continue it up and that they listen to the feedback because this really has been a really requested feature. You know, I'm from Chicago, and my wife is from Colorado. If we ever decided to move back to Colorado, I can I help it and face the day that I can't hear Ken the Hawk Harrelson for the Chicago White Sox announcing the games. And that's who I want to hear because the game's just not the same without it.
Right. And it's really good to see them making this move this year. And as I said, this experiment, but it can go away at any time. But so far what I've seen, I've liked. Another thing that I've liked, and it's continually improved this year, has been the NASCAR Hot Pass. And the NASCAR Hot Pass today was the best I've ever seen it. I was watching the Tony Stewart channel for most of the time on one TV, and then the main Fox feed on another. But this year, you know, when they're talking to the pit crew chief and all this stuff, you can actually see them talking to him. You can see the camera on him as they're talking to them, and the interviews have actually been pretty decent. During the race, they went up and talked to Zippy right in the box there as the race was going on, and it was really unique because you felt like you're a part of the team. And you know, this is being produced exclusively for DirecTV, so they're doing a really, really, really good job with everything they're doing.
Yeah, I know the other day I was watching Hot Pass, and good old Dale Earnhardt Jr. was out of the race because he wrecked, and they had the video footage going on as they were making repairs there in the driver's garage, so that way you stayed up with Dale Earnhardt Jr. You knew what he was doing, and he was sitting there hopping in and fixing his car right along his mechanics.
The production values this year of NASCAR Hot Pass are supreme, and DirecTV's got to be proud of what they're building there because it's really turned into a really great package. Last year, I would tell you not to get the NASCAR Hot Pass. This year, go out and get it. It's definitely worth the money.
And hopefully, DirecTV will take some value into this, and they'll add more to it for next year. A lot of people are saying, hey, you know, we got four drivers in HD. We want more. So hopefully next year and as the year progresses, we'll have more added content to that package.
Right. And speaking of packages, if you watched the Uplink report this week, Eastern Arc that we've been talking about here in the podcast over the past couple months is starting to come to fruition. They actually put up some in test mode. It's not available to customers yet, but according to the Uplink reports, they have CNN, they got ESPN and a bunch of other channels that are standard definition channels now in testing on 61.5 for the Eastern Arc. Now, I posted yesterday afternoon, that would be Saturday afternoon when I posted it, in the pub member area that the Eastern Arc, the official rollout of the Eastern Arc has been delayed until May 31st. And from what I'm hearing now, the Eastern Arc will be first available to new Dish Network customers. So that way, Dish doesn't have to go and repoint a bunch of people's Dish who want the Eastern Arc because they're not going to be really losing out on any services there. So May 31st is now the scheduled launch date for Eastern Arc for new customers for Dish Network. Again, Eastern Arc is going to be an all MPEG-4 service. Every single channel that Dish Network currently has on 119, 110, and 129 will be in MPEG-4 on 61.5, 72.7, and 77. I believe those are the correct slots. We'll see at Team Summit, we'll see a brand new Dish. The new Dish is going to have a new name, but temporarily they're calling it the Dish 1000.4. It's going to be a 4LNB Dish, and at Team Summit we'll be giving you all the details about it. Satellite Guys will have a huge presence this year at Team Summit, and speaking of Team Summit, we'll get to a big announcement in a little bit. Almost forgot, we have to make a big announcement today, Bob.
Yeah, I know. Now, what's to stop an existing customer from going out and purchasing this new Dish, doing their own installation, and repointing to their... Are they going to allow existing customers who do this on their own dime to go ahead and receive those services?
I don't see why they wouldn't. There's been no official word there. Of course, there's no official confirmation that Eastern Arc exists. But, we can see it's going on, and I've seen, internal documents that have been leaked to me. And I know it's happening in the background. If a customer wants to spend their own money and spend the $80 to get the new Dish, then I don't see why Dish Network wouldn't want to give them the services that they want to give them. The customer's paying, and it's not costing Dish anything to give you those services. So I can see it happening.
Right. It's in fact, our site, satelliteguys.us, we have a few crazy people who would just do that to get the quality of channels as best as they can. But speaking of Eastern Arc, Scott, everyone wants to know, the big rumors with Dish HD, which is they've been launching all those local channels, but what's going on with national?
Well, they needed to do some real shuffling, and on this past Wednesday's Uplink report, we've seen a lot of shuffling going on. They needed to take the Sky Angel transponders down. They needed to redo the transponders to change the error rates and stuff on them, and the schemes they're using, the compression schemes on them. And basically, it's not just a case of pushing a button on a keyboard and having these things change. Things need to be rewired.
And I know that a bunch of people have been getting kind of ticked off lately at Dish because they see DirecTV. They see the other side of the grass is greener. As they're launching all these new channels, they're finally, as they've been saying all along, they've been adding new HD channels as they launched the 3 this week. And people are actually switching and saying, hey, this is not too bad.
Right. Well, DirecTV isn't bad. If you want to switch and you want the HD now, DirecTV is for you. And I've got DirecTV and I'm very happy with it. I've got Dish Network and I'm very happy with it. I'm a little upset about the slow rollout of new HD and the lack of official communications from the company. But where I sit, I understand what's going on and why it's happening. Again, as I was saying before, that the changes they're making to 61.5 are not just pushing a couple buttons on a keyboard and having everything reconfigured. There's a lot of wiring that needs to be done to make these changes. And then the wiring changes need to be done at the uplink. So it's not just some guy hitting a button on a keyboard, making an uplink and making all these changes. It does not happen like that. Everything needs to be rewired. Now, I'm going to say this on the podcast. I'm not going to post this online. When I give out dates to people, especially on the forums, and they don't happen for whatever reason, people pick on me saying that I'm just making stuff up or I'm unreliable, blah, blah, blah. For the past month now, I've been hearing, and this is just a rumor, and everything I report are rumors, but what I'm hearing is, and I've heard this for the last month, is that April 10th was supposed to be the start of the new national HD rollouts. I understand a couple people called into Dish Network customer service this weekend, and they were told that a number of HD channels are coming this weekend, on Wednesday. But from where I sit and from what I've been hearing, and I've heard this a month ago, that the 10th is supposed to be the official start of the new turn-on date for Dish HD. I don't know which channels are coming, but I do know that they are coming. I've been saying now for the past couple weeks that people should be waiting on Dish. If you want DHD and you want it today, go to DirecTV. But if you have Dish Network and don't want to spend the money to move over but are on the fence because you're not getting the HD you want, what I'm telling everybody is to wait until May 1st. If they don't have what you want by May 1st, then spend the money and move over. But I think you're going to be happy The only people I think are not going to be happy are the people waiting for Speed HD, and that's because of that lawsuit that Fox News has with Dish Network, and because Speed is owned by Fox, I don't see them making a concession to let Dish carry their Speed HD channel when they're fighting over the Fox News channel, because Fox News wants to be in the top 100 package instead of the top 150 or whatever the package is now.
Right, and I think a lot of the frustration that has been lately is people understand that, you know, Sky Angel's transponders and stuff like that are going to have to move. But if they've been following the uplink reports, they see two particular channels that they really want really bad that's been sitting on 110 for a while, even though they've been in slates, that Dish is going to flip on at any time, contractually providing, to really make some customers happy. And, you know, I think if they would have flipped these on 6 months ago when they originally uplinked them, that people would have not moved on as they have today.
Right, and the thing going on there is, you're right, they would have been better off if they would have just flipped the switch on them. I don't know what they were thinking there, but I do know those channels are coming, possibly as early as this week. And it's about time, and there's a bigger game plan and picture here than even I know about, and that Dish wants to make everybody happy. They're just trying to do everything as they plan to do it. And again, if you're thinking of switching and you currently have Dish Network and you can wait another couple weeks, give them until May 1st before switching. And I think you're going to be happy. Again, I don't expect to see Speed HD there, but all the other channels I expect to see there across the board. Pretty much everything that DirecTV has, a lot of new national HD channels this month. The other big question that's been asked to me, and I don't have the answer for this, is are they going to mirror these channels on 129 or are they going to be on 61.5 only? I've been searching and searching and searching for this answer, but the stuff I've seen has been so vague, it's really unknown to me if we're going to see the stuff put at 129. If I were Charlie, I would actually start using his 149 slot and let the people on the West Coast be able to point a second dish and not worry about the 129, because 129, the satellite itself, has some issues, and it's hard to get for a lot of people. But if you're on the West Coast, 149 is not 148 is not that hard to hit.
Right, and especially right now with the AMC-14 debacle, and also ILS has kind of pushed their launch schedule behind because they're trying to figure out what exactly went wrong with AMC-14. Well, they know what went wrong, but how to correct the problem.
Right, because that was the second time in a row that happened.
So that launch is going to be pushed back, and right now that's a dying bird, and the bird that was supposed to save the dying bird is kind of stuck on ground.
Right. Well, that was supposed to go to 61.5, and again, if it goes to 61.5, there's already two satellites there. So there's not that much big deal if AMC-14 does not get there, or does get there. It's not going to really lend a lot to it. The big thing there is getting a 129 replaced, which is supposed to be later on this year. One thing I want to talk about, Bob, real quick, is over the past 2 weeks, because of all the Eastern Arc stuff, we've had a number of problems with our automated uplink report. As you know, the uplink report was written for us by DigiBlur, and DigiBlur has been scratching his head on this one and working feverishly. I understand he was coding all weekend long trying to fix the issue here. The problem that's going on is Dish Network is using duplicate numbers for these channels that they're duplicating at 61.5 for Eastern Arc. And what that's doing is confusing the automation software. If it sees something at 61.5, added to 61.5, it removes it from wherever it's at 110, 119, because it thinks its new home is now at 61.5, when it still really lives at both locations. And because of that, it's been confusing things, and the automation has not been working correctly. Again, we're aware of the problem, and DigiBlur has been working feverishly on this, and we appreciate all his work that he's doing on this for Satellite Guys, because beside the mistakes that it's had the past 2 weeks because of these upgrades going on at Dish Network, it has worked flawlessly, and we're able to provide people the uplink reports, you know, as soon as possible, and it's really unique. The bugs will get worked out of it. It's going to take some time, but we're proud of our uplink reports, and again, the bugs will be worked out of it soon, so we thank you for your patience there.
Yeah, it's definitely the coding that Digi's been doing on this is it's not kid coding. It's something that takes time, and it's very, 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 very hard coding to do. For those of you that don't understand or don't know, this isn't something that a normal computer user can do. It's something well beyond that.
Right. There's no off-the-shelf application which can do this. This is all custom coded, and you really got to know what you're looking at when you're looking at the data tables and how to decode it properly and have it make sense. And you know, unfortunately, because they're using duplicate numbers on these channels, it's confusing the system, and that's why we've had some inaccuracies in the uplink report. But we've gone through and tried fixing them up, verifying them by hand afterwards, and you know, it's taken us some time, but again, that's what's going on there. And again, thanks to DigiBlur for all his hard work he's doing on that.
So Scott, what's the big announcement?
Well, I've been advertising that it's a huge announcement. And some people don't think it's that huge, which they don't see the big picture in it. But last year, if you recall, that Team Summit down in Dallas, we had a little meet and greet last year. And the meet and greet was just supposed to be Charlie Ergen stopping by and, you know, shaking hands with people just for a couple minutes. And then, you know, it's just a thing for Satellite Guys members to get together with other Satellite Guys members. What ended up happening is... Charlie Ergen showed up, and so did Eric Saul, who's the head of programming at Dish Network. And we had an impromptu Charlie chat, an hour and a half, one-on-one with Charlie Ergen, with the group of people that we had there. So it was a bunch of Satellite Guys members and Charlie and Eric Saul, and it was a great time, and we did this last year. The big news is that I wasn't going to do it again this year for a number of reasons. One of the reasons being that I didn't want to burden Dish Network into doing this for us every year. I didn't want to wear a welcome. You know, I was very impressed and very happy that Charlie decided to spend as much time as he did with us last year. And I didn't want him to think that we took that for granted and we're going to keep expecting him to do something like that. And the other reason I decided not to do it this year was because of the fact that last year it cost over $3,000 to do that little meeting. It was in a 5-star hotel, and to rent the room for 2 hours and then have the room catered, we had finger foods and soft drinks and stuff like that. And then even after the event was over, me and my wife took everybody out and we went for drinks and appetizers. We had a good time there as well. But the whole thing ended up costing me personally over $3,000, and this year, unfortunately, I didn't have the money to do it. So anyways, the other day, on April 1st, I got an email from somebody at Dish Network wondering why we didn't ask to do it again this year. And so I emailed him back and told him my reasons, and he emailed me back and said they really, really want to do it again. And I said, well, I'd love to do it again, but if you can get me a room, and then I'll, you know, do it again in a heartbeat. So he says, let me see what I can do. And about 10 minutes later, they got me a room for doing it this year. So I'm proud to announce that this year again that we'll be meeting with Dish Network and various executives from Dish Network at Team Summit, which is going to be in Nashville, Tennessee. And if you're in the Nashville area, that's going to be on Saturday, May 17th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Opryland Resort in Nashville. And this week we're going to have sign-ups. Now, here's the way signups are going. If you are a supporting pub member, the signups will open Monday at noon. We can only have 20 people there. That's not including Satellite Guy staff. About 20 Satellite Guys users can be there. So it's going to be on a first-come, first-served basis. Don't sign up unless you know you can actually be there, because last year we had about 10 people that did not show up. And we could have had space for other people who did want to come. There's going to be, you can bring a camera for you know, regular photography, but no video or audio taping because of the nature of what's going on here. Because what you're going to get is you're going to get to talk to some people one-on-one, and we don't want to, you know, break their confidence in us by us reporting everything they say. You know, they're telling us stuff off basically off the record. And I want to respect that, and I think you would too. We did it last year. We were told a lot of great inside stuff, told a lot of great stories. It was a really, really great time. And I'm really looking forward to this year. Now, I personally think this is a huge announcement for Satellite Guys because it shows you know, our position in the industry, that they want us to be there. They think that the Satellite Guys members there that were there last year were intelligent, polite. They had great questions, and you know, they had some great ideas. Last year, Charlie took a notebook out of his own pocket and was taking notes about some of the stuff that we mentioned there, and we actually saw those changes made at Dish Network within the next 2 weeks, and I was really, really impressed with that. But they want us to be there, and that means a lot to me, you know. So again, the big announcement is we're going to have another Satellite Guys meet and greet. Again, the date is Saturday, May 17th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Opryland Resort in Nashville, Tennessee. And again, signups will be starting on Monday for pub members. And then if we still have spaces open by Wednesday, the registrations will open up for all general members. But we want to, our pub members, the people who help us keep the lights on, be able to get in there first. And then on Wednesday, if we still have slots open, the registration will be open to all Satellite Guys members.
Now, I'm especially looking forward to this because this is probably going to tell us what their plans are, and we're finally going to see behind the scenes and be like, oh, that's why you did something like that. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it, and I'm going to be driving down to Nashville, and I think Master Deals, Jason Crandall, is going to be riding down with me. I think we're going to be carpooling together.
Oh, that should be fun. Hope you guys don't stop on a Taco Bell on the way down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, be in that car. Ooh, anyways, other staff members who are looking to go down, just in case you're wondering who's going, is Larry Rosenman, TNG Tony. Yes, the infamous TNG Tony, Tony Suarez, will be coming down. Ilya will be coming down. Let's see, there were a couple more other people who said they may be stopping by as well. Now, let me just point out one thing. Last year, we did have an hour and a half private Charlie chat with Charlie and Eric. We're just billing this as a meet and greet. I don't know if that kind of intimacy for a Charlie chat is going to happen. I don't even know if Charlie's going to be there. I just know that various people from Dish Network are going to stop by and say hello to us. But hopefully, because they seem to have this planned out better than I do, hopefully we'll have some kind of group interaction where we can ask questions of everybody at one time. And additionally, like we did last year, we're going to be able to go onto the show floor and see all the new Dish Network equipment that's coming down the line, including some new Sling-enabled products. And also, there's a possibility that Blake, the CEO of Sling Media, may be stopping by to say hello to Satellite Guys members as well. So it's a really exciting thing for Satellite Guys. It's really huge for the site. I don't care if you're a DirecTV person or a cable TV person. You got to look at the bigger picture here, that the executives from these companies want us there. And to me, that means the world to me. We made our mark on the industry, and that's something that we should all be proud of as Satellite Guys.
And keep in mind, this is an exclusivity for Satellite Guys. There's no other site that does this. There's no other site that goes to CES as constant as we do, as well as the other trade shows. And, you know, it says a lot that we're there to cover everything, so you know what you're getting with your products, and you can be educated to the max that you can get.
Right. We're a true satellite site that's interested in all aspects of satellite. You know, when Arthur C. Clarke died a couple weeks ago, we were the only satellite site that paid tribute to the father of satellite. And that kind of upset me a little bit, that no other site could, take a moment. It only seems like some of these other sites that they just like kissing the butt of the companies that they're friends with. And it's unfortunate because we're supposed to be satellite sites reporting on the industry. And you know, the death of Arthur C. Clarke touched me, number one, but you could have mentioned it at some of the other sites, and nobody else did. And that bugged me. I'm sorry to say that bugged me a lot.
Yeah, he's the creator of satellites, for God. He was the man that figured out, hey, you put a satellite here over the equator at 23,000 miles. That satellite ain't going nowhere. It's going to be in a fixed spot in the sky. And, you know, yeah, he was the guy that thought of that. But, you know, Scott, that's the music.
All right. Well, again, sign-ups will start on Monday in the pub member area. And then, again, if we have any open slots, it will be available on Wednesday for general members. It was good talking to you again. I missed you last week, but we'll do it again next week. What do you say?
Yeah, we'll see you real soon.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast.
If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon. We'll be right back.